tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's 11 o'clock and it's time for Something About the Women.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, Madam Vice President, Mr. Emhoff, Americans and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gaze not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first, we must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promised glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it. Because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it. Would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour, but within it we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe? Now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze-pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast, where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Good morning. Welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. I couldn't help but start today's show with that amazing poem, The Hill We Climb, from Amanda Gorman, who delivered that at the inauguration of Joe Biden this past Wednesday. What an amazing poet and what an amazing presence she has. She's really an amazing young woman, just 22 years old, and she went to Harvard. And I guess she resides in Los Angeles. Well, I needed some inspiration to get started today, and that was the inspiration that came. So I hope everyone is taking a deep breath and enjoying the return of facts and class and, you know, honesty and trying to support democracy, all those good things. Yay. Okay, so I made a promise at the beginning of the year that whenever I host Something About the Women during this year, 2021, the 50th anniversary of Carole King's Tapestry, that I would feature Tapestry in some way. And today we're going to take a listen to a cut from Tapestry that was actually recorded live a couple of years ago. And there was a whole album of Tapestry live, so we're going to hear that. And I also wanted to mention, I hope you got the chance to see her sing You've Got a Friend on, I think it was called We the People. It was a concert before the inauguration, a couple days before, that was live streamed, and she did a great rendition of You've Got a Friend. All right, here we go. Let's take a listen to a cut from Tapestry live here on Something About the Women.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you, holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of anything that's new. So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah. Shoot gets me down. nothing left to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. I've yet to find. Oh, but you're so far away. So fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away. Hey, yeah, you're so.
Gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Can't go on this way. Things gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. Things gonna change around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Bullets flying, mothers crying. We gotta change around here. Get it straight, be sure that you hear. Things gonna change around here. What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be free? What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be
free?
Day after day, year after year, we're gonna change around here. The time gonna change around here. Gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. We gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Yeah. Change around here. Say it loud. change around here. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk home through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. everything I need. You got a soft disposition. You got those funny little feet. Run through the flowers, child, like a baby.
Wrapping up our first set of the day with some powerful vocals in those songs. That was Layla Zoe. She is new to me. Her new album is Nowhere Left to Go, and we heard This Love Will Last. Before that, Joanna Connor, brand new one, single, I Feel So Good. Brittany Howard did You'll Never Walk Alone. I believe that's from the musical Carousel. And that was used as part of a Johnny Walker ad. But good enough to be a single on its own, Brittany Howard. And Mavis Staples gave us Change. I thought that was appropriate for this week. And we started the set with Carole King doing So Far Away from Tapestry live in Hyde Park. She did a whole concert movie and album in 2017 from Hyde Park in England. And it's great if you get a chance to see it, a really great great movie. I got to see it actually. It was one of those performances where you go to the theater and see it, and there weren't a lot of people there, but the people who were there were just in love with Carole King, so it was great. All right, continuing now. I don't know if you got a chance to see on Netflix Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, a movie was done by Denzel Washington and starred Viola Davis as Ma Rainey. The singing for that movie, Ma Rainey's singing, was done by a woman named Maxine Lewis. And she's had a long career. She was one of the Ikettes, one of the trio of backup singers for Ike and Tina Turner, and just excellent vocals. So let's hear a cut from that as we continue here with Something About the Women.
Well, the fair. Soon as the boys found out that I was there, they said, "Come on, Ma, let's go to the cabaret." When I got there, they began to say, "I want to see the dance. They call the Black Bottom. I want to learn that dance. Want to see the dance you call your Big Black Bottom. They put you in a trance." All the boys in the neighborhood, they say, "Yo, Black Bottom is really good. Come on and show me your Black Bottom. I wanna learn that dance. I wanna see the dance they call the Black Bottom. I wanna learn that dance. Wanna see you do the dance you call your Big Black Bottom. It puts you in a trance." Early one morning, about break of day, Grandpa told Grandma, I heard him say, "Get on up and show your old man your Black Bottom. I wanna learn. Of
still go on till the heaven and earth are gone. Fortune favors the brave, they say.
I done paid now. 100% do. Jab. I'm gonna tell you some real hard stuff. Listening to the stepdaddy drinking and beating my mama, child in a ballet, my little baby brother, some food stamps, shelters, running day and night, hiding all the time from the sad drinking monster. A welfare lady got us all new clothes. They got stolen them out from the trunk of the 470. Thing made any sense in all the crazy confusion was time to go to meeting time, singing on a church bench to write, to sing the blues. I got right now to sing the blues, cause I done paid, I done paid my 100% dude. I done paid, I done paid my 100% dues. Yeah, Mr. Slideboy. Better watch out, cause the blacksmith of the blues is gonna come along here now and brand your
daddy, daddy, please come home to me. I'm on my way, crazy as I can be.
Another set comes to a close. We had some bookends on that set with songs from Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the Netflix film. That was Deep Moaning Blues, and the singer there is Maxine Lewis. She is a former Ikette, and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, I guess, was a play in 1982 by August Wilson, and I don't know. I didn't have a lot of background into the movie before I watched it, and I thought it was going to be sort of more like a biography of Ma Rainey's life, but it's really sort of one recording session with Ma Rainey that brings up a lot of different issues. It's very interesting, and I hope that you will watch it. Viola Davis gives a great performance, and the music is good too. Before that, we heard I Got a Right to Sing the Blues. That was C.C. James from her 2012 release, Blood Red Blues. We heard Hurricane Red doing Hot in Here. That's a new one out from her in 2020, an album called Smokin'. We heard Black Dub, which is a band I had not heard of, but that album goes back to 2010. We heard the song Surely, and the vocal there is Trixie Whitley. And we started the set, as I said, with something from Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the actual title track to that soundtrack. So there you have it, another set in the books here on Something About the Women. My name is Sue. Thank you so much for tuning in. I share the squeaky chair on a rotation with Kirsten and Jane. So great to have Jane back on the airwaves. And I hope you'll tune in every Saturday as we do this show on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. We're here from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday. This past week, it was Dolly Parton's 75th birthday. And Dolly obviously is a national treasure, maybe a global treasure. She was born Dolly Rebecca Parton on January 19th, 1946. And to honor her on her birthday, let's do a set of music both by Dolly and covers of her songs and songs about her. Because we love Dolly here on Something About the Women. So sit back, relax. I hope you have a nice beverage of your choice as you enjoy the show. And let's sing Happy Birthday to Dolly Parton here on Something About the Women. Oh,
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know that I think of you each step of the way.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feeling increasingly lonely right now? You're not alone. Try joining a virtual book club or scheduling an online coffee break with coworkers to connect.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.